Welcome, everyone. We're about to begin Be'ez Hashem, BPJ, share number 141. So we talked about self-awareness in the last year and emotional intelligence, looking at the past, the way your parents or caretakers conveyed messages to you and how to undo it when it needs to be undone. So these concepts of looking back and see whether, based on your chinuch and your upbringing and your makeup, were the feelings of others important to you or it did not matter so much to you. And if they were always important to you, then you develop further in how to do that in an even healthier way. If the feelings of others did not matter to you or had little importance in your chinuch, that's what you know you need to change. Were you taught that it's very rewarding to be close to people, or being emotionally close to people is unnecessary or even dangerous? You know, if you're told that, you will not become close to people. Of course, the healthy, emotional, intelligent aspects of this is to recognize it's important to have warm relationships with people, but also with healthy borders, not to become overly dependent on one another, or codependencies, or unhealthy enmeshments, but at the same time, to be detached completely is very unhealthy. So if you're always told, or if your parent, one or both of them, were very closed to people, that was unhealthy. And you need to recognize, no, you need to be more open with people in a vulnerable way. Of course, protecting yourself at the same time, that balance. Sometimes if as you grew up, it felt that your feelings did not matter, or were not important, and that over there, you have to reverse that also as an emotionally intelligent person, as in your adult life. Your feelings do matter. Are your feelings everything? No. There are times where you're overloaded with certain feelings that come to you. You validate it, but at the same time, you know, this is not necessarily the most healthy emotion. I need to work through it. So you value your feelings, but you don't make your feelings into avodah zarah. That's the difference. You don't say, I don't care. This is the way I feel. An emotionally intelligent person says, I feel something. I have to experience it, go through it, understand it, take care of it. But also, if there's some unhealthiness to it, if it's an inner child that's not yet mature, reacting, and that's where the feeling is coming from, I need to work through it. So this is the emotionally intelligent balance. Feelings are important, but not that they're not the end all be all of things. And it could be channeled and understood and create healing. The idea also of being taught, sometimes people taught based on the parents' behavior or things, that life, even if it could be difficult and challenging, we can handle it. And we could even handle it with a simcha. But sometimes parents, again, we have to be done with kavshos. They have rough lives and they were overwhelmed. This is very true, especially in the Tekufa, where the parents were Holocaust survivors. They did the best they could. So even if there were short fallings because of the trauma that they went through, so it's not like chalila you're blaming parents or you're knocking them in any way, shape, or form. Of course not. But you do acknowledge that there were things there that were not so functional through no fault of their own, inus, whatever it is. But you as an adult are wise and you work through to realize that balance in life where there are challenges and difficulties, but people could still work through it and thrive. If you were told and knocked into your head that you're not capable and other people should do it because you're not able, you have to knock that out of your head too. You're capable of many, many things. On the other hand, if you were taught arrogance or you're the best thing since sliced bread, and you know, there's nothing wrong with you at all, and you were spoiled that way, then you have to realize that wasn't healthy either. There's definitely everything's wrong with everybody that need correcting. To avoid the victim mentality, avoid saying life is unfair and there's no hope. To listen to both emotions and feelings and thoughts at the same time. The main question, do you use your head or do you use your heart? Sometimes you need to use both. And don't make the misconception, again, if you learn Tanya carefully, people think, if they don't learn it carefully, Mayach Shalat Al-Aleif, he talks a lot about, that your brain or your functions of cognitive, the functions, Chachma Bina V'das, overrides the midos, the lay of the midos, and allows you to behave according to the dictates of the Seichel HaYosher, or the Nefesh HaLikis, the godly soul, or the that's within you. All this is true, but it doesn't mean you become a, you break your feelings altogether. No, you still feel all those feelings, love and fear and all the emotions. But mayach shalat alav, meaning your brain and your thoughts and your soul directs it in a healthy way. So the balance of healthy thought and healthy emotion, seichel and hergish, are you using that balance properly? So some of us were fortunate enough that they saw how our parents related to each other certain ways that were a role model for marriage and healthy relationships, and some did not. They weren't perfect. Not the end of the world. We're not perfect either. So this is the idea. Ask yourself whether they did or didn't do this. Again, not in a judgmental way, but in a way where you know, okay, if these were things were lacking, I'm going to go ahead and fill those gaps myself in my own relationships with my spouse and my loved ones. Did they listen to each other attentively? Did they tune in and try to understand each other? Did they treat each other with respect? Did they express their feelings openly and appropriately to each other? Did they show empathy and compassion for each other's feelings or life experiences? Did they manage their conflicts appropriately? Did they display patience with each other? Did they work through their hard times? And did they display personal power as individuals? In other words, did your parents have, besides their relationship with each other, did they have independent, healthy lives as well? Were they both self-motivated or not? Did they seem to know themselves pretty well or not? All of those things. On the positive side, and on the negative side, did they ever inappropriately act out, or were impulsive, or were intolerant, or impatient, or gave up easily, or were unpredictable, or hopeless, or had excessive anger or abuse? You see, again, these questions, if you don't use it the right way, you'll get stuck in that pattern. So again, the past is very important, but it's important to learn from and develop it in the future. The idea being is all this is for self-awareness, to realize this is what I had, this is what was hurtful, and you're not bashing anybody. You're just simply trying to develop within yourself these qualities of emotional intelligence, of being aware of these things so that you could develop the healthy aspects in yourself. So once you get past how you were affected as a child or as a teenager about the positive and negative behaviors, then you turn to yourself. Your own self-observation based on this. Do I display compassion to others? Do I have the ability to attune to others around me? Do I have tolerance, or am I impatient? Do I have the ability to delay gratification? Do I have the ability to handle defeat well? Do I lack self-motivation, or I am motivated? Do I believe in myself in a healthy way, or I don't? Do I have hope and optimism, or I'm pessimistic? Am I an angry person or not? Are you tuned in to your husband or wife? Do you have emotional stability in your life and with what's in you? Are you a leader or more like a follower? All of those things, you evaluate yourself, or you ask close friends to be honest and in their feedback to you. These questions are designed to take an inventory of yourself, to adjust it, to tweak it, to help you become a better person, to help you relate better to other people. So this is very, very important. The idea is the practice of this. You benefit from reading about it, from listening to Shiurim about it, and that helps a lot to develop that emotional maturity and intelligence. But then you have to practice it, the emotional help and aspects to others, and to help them in the best possible way. Sometimes you need a network of people together, group things to be mechazik one each other in the right way. And then we're going to go into a topic now about understanding and expressing emotions in a healthy way. It's very, very important. Very, very important. The ability to familiarize yourself with the language of emotion and your feelings, and to work through them. There are primary emotions, and there's generally four categories of primary emotions. The first one is fear. Fear. You're apprehensive, anxious, alarmed, insecure, suspicious, worried, feeling threatened, panicked, overly cautious, dependent. Fear is one core emotion. You should write that down. Very important. We're going to get to later why it's so important. Fear is one core emotion. Anger is a second core emotion. When you're resentful, indignant, bitter, grumpy, belligerent, sullen, impatient, offended, blaming, stubborn. The third one is joy and happiness. Are you satisfied, ecstatic, pleased, cheerful, lighthearted, optimistic? Or you're sad, you're melancholy, discontented, sympathetic, sorrowful, depressed, discouraged, you feel worthless. So fear, then anger, joy, sadness. Very often when people are angry, anger could be their primary emotion. But at the same time, anger could be a secondary emotion. You're really anxious and it comes out in anger. So over there, your primary emotion is indeed the fear, not the anger. But sometimes your primary emotion is the anger. You tune into your body. You have a gut feeling about things and you learn how to align yourself with what your body says. You get feedback from people on things. You journal. The journaling could be very, very healthy for you. So there's a self-awareness that we talked about. There's attunement, aligning with yourself. And then comes empathy. People don't stress this midah enough. We talked about it a lot in many different shiurim. And it's such an important yesod. It's the noisa ba'olam chaveray. In the best possible way. We're all born with the capacity to be empathetic, to tune into others, especially Am Yisrael, we're really one. Now, if you were treated with empathy as a child, it'll be easier for you to show it as an adult. And if you were not treated with empathy as a child, you still have the ability to overcome that and to treat people with empathy going forward and develop that empathy pattern. So that's very, very important. Did they listen to you carefully as a child or not? Did your parents seem to notice when you had strong feelings about things? Did they respond to your tears or to your anger or to your fear or to your laughter? Or did they try just to shut you up? Were you taught to care about others and about their feelings inside or outside of the family? Did they treat each other with empathy or compassion? So, and if they did, to a great degree, beautiful. You learn from it. And if they didn't, you don't bash them, chalila. You have kibbut of aim and respect. And you just say, midan l'kafschus, give them the benefit of the doubt. They did the best they could under the circumstances. But you know, as an adult, you need to change that. So the idea is that to avoid the self-denial and to allow to seek out help and to learn will help you become more mentally healthy, will help you more be genuinely interested in others, be more lovingly open and loving and develop deep friendships. A real yesod also in EQ is the learning to listen, which we talked about briefly in some shiurim, but I really want to give extensive shiurim on true aspects of what real listening is that could really transform people in the best possible way. Bracha v'atzlacha.